This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Beef jerky furniture. So it's me, it's Dominic Swain, it is Giselle Bundchen, and it is a couple of my other friends. Bill Nye was there, not the science guy.
Okay. Bill Nye, the other guy.
Bill Nye, the other guy. Bill Nye, the friend guy of mine. To me, he's just a friend. Bill Nye, the beef jerky furniture guy in this scenario.
Now
he is. So we realized how close, you know, people want leather couches.
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yes, good. But here's the thing. They're expensive as hell. They take forever to make. Really, what is leather other than dried up cow? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I can get dried up cow at the fucking gas station counter for like 79 cents. Now I'm taping that together. I'm covering like an old cushion with that. This is better than leather. Because also, if you're sitting there watching TV and you forgot to bring a snack to the couch, guess what?
Eat the couch.
Grinding on the dang couch on your own seat. And
then you
that
say,
is cool.
Oh, well, my problem is leather couch. Kitty cat is coming over and scratching up my couch. Okay, well, now kitty cat is licking the couch.
Mm-hmm. Eating the couch with you. And that is family. You know, we used to all gather around the dinner table and you would talk about your day and you would say what happened at school. And all of that has deteriorated. The American nuclear family is in shambles because we now eat on the go and we're in front of our screen and we're looking at this and that. Well, what if I told you you can be in front of your screen, you can be a couch potato, but you also can be sharing food with your loved ones and connecting. And that includes your cats. So beef jerky furniture, it was me, it was Bill Nye, the regular guy. It was Dominic Swain, it was Giselle Bundchen, and we were making this, and we are almost finished now.
Stretching it out, tanning it.
Tanning the shit out of it. It's so tan. It's like Tan Mom. It's like Tan Mom.
It's like Tan Mom.
But for furniture covering and for jerky. So, anyway, this is just I've been going on forever now. But you asked how my morning was. That was my morning.
Yeah. And Mitch, like, I don't know if you're leaning back, like getting ready to just like settle in and watch. We would love it if you would like really participate.
So often, Mitch, you've canceled the day before the show and things of this nature. And you know, for me, now that you're here, I'm really hoping to kind of get my money's worth.
So often?
It's happened twice. It's happened twice where I've done the show alone, where we're supposed to be the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing? Was I on another podcast or
You were at the Super Bowl.
Oh!
Supporting President Trump.
Yeah. I did
by
not
proxy.
You paid $40,000 to have one of the worst days of your life.
It was, oh, was it the one we lost that I went to when I canceled on you guys? Look, it was a mistake.
Which one? Which Super Bowl was that?
Oh, man.
Aren't you a Patriots
fan?
And this
which
is why they don't
I went
show
to the Super Bowl.
Patreon numbers, and this is what we want to get into right now. We are opening the books today. We have the Doughboys. It's been a long time since we've had the Doughboys on the show, but we are now peers. We both have Patreons, top 50 Graftreon.
Wow.
Podcast chart.
Uh-huh. And that is the tea. And we have to spill it. if you sit on the tee, you burn your ass. So we don't sit on none of the tee. We go ahead and we spill it to our listeners and we let them all know, yep, we cracked top 50 of Graftreon of the podcast specifically, and that is tee. The corny man is here. The Mitch man is here.
Wow.
We are laying it down. Guys, it's so goddamn fucking good to see you.
It's good to be back.
What a treat. What a joy. Happy to be Nick, here.
You and I could use some of that tea he was talking about, huh, Nick?
You mean because we're low tea?
Yes.
We could.
Is this something I haven't checked it? I'm look, you know I'm a huge fan. I haven't checked it in a little while. You guys have talked about on the show how you both discovered that you're low tea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a thing we're working with. I had a possible ancestor from Norway DM'd me on Twitter yesterday, an ancestor relative about an ancestor. Uh-huh. This guy Eric Weiger, and he sent me a picture of Eric Weiger who died in 1940.
Why? Can you share that picture with us?
Okay, I'll try to find the picture and share it. But he looks like such a fucking chad. You need
someone from your own bloodline to do a T transplant, basically.
Yes.
To put one of his big nads.
All right, I got to get my two
in your
here.
Bag. You'll both of yours will stay bag. In there. They need to you need all three.
Do those dissolve, right? I'm guessing. In the coffin, I'm guessing that they... Yeah, of course, you become a skeleton in the coffin.
Yeah.
Nick, why don't you share the picture quickly?
On. Mitch answered his own question. So then he was like, hey, why aren't they addressing Mitch's question? He actually worked it out on his own. It was pretty impressive to see in real time.
They either dissolve... They're definitely not on there when you're a skeleton.
I've seen skeletons... The first thing I check is like, what are we packing downstairs? And usually what I see is pretty disappointing. So,
all right, here's the guy.
Shit.
Hubba, okay. Hubba.
This big old, yeah, big old Ted Kennedy head on this guy.
Damn.
My question is,
I see it.
He was from Germany. Wags, what was his deal? He was.
My family is from Estonia. He's from, this guy who DM'd me is from Norway.
The Encino man.
Well,
was it the Encino Man from Estonia?
Do you mean the Stone Age?
Link from Estonia? Was it the Encino Man's cover story that he was in exchange
to? Yes, his cover story
is from.
Wait, was
yeah.
he?
Yeah, yes, Wags.
Okay,
yes.
I haven't seen it.
Trying to make
you haven't bad. Seen the Encino
no.
Man. You haven't Encino Man it. I don't know. There's something there. Aukerman would be able to do it. I can't do it. But. he would be like, it would be like, you haven't seen it, man. You haven't seen it, man.
It's pretty good.
We'll get back. We'll get back.
My family's from Eastern Europe / you know, the Scandinavia, and Weiger with the original spelling is from somewhere in that region. So this guy, my family's from Estonia. This guy's from Norway. We possibly have a mutual ancestor from Sweden. Eric Weiger.
Yeah. Like the root for our word vigor, and it's what you're so full of, vim and vigor. You're just Mr. Energy, Mr. Personality, and it's and it's genetic. I always thought, how did he acquire this skill? But
right.
In fact, it's just in your bones.
I do have a very my older brother Nate is kind of who Mitch has met and spent some time with.
He rules.
He's kind of a very cool, charismatic, kind of alpha version of me.
I hung out with Weiger and his family, and Nick left before I did. he was like,
where were you?
We were at a bar in San Diego. His parents came out. All his family came out to see him in a live show. And about 15 minutes after the show, Nick said, we're going to take off to his family. And they are all like, why? They were all sad that he was taking off.
I had to drive home.
And his brother was like, stay and have a beer. And I stuck with his brother. We had a drink. I hung out with his family. They all liked to enjoy themselves more than Nick did, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they're personable. They're friendly people. Very convivial.
Yeah. But you got to find a way to stand out in a family like that. How do you make your mark? You know what I mean? Nick's version of rebellion was to have a very corny personality. So you guys both have low T. How many like late night sort of Fox News commercials would you say are targeted at you these days? Because I know you both have sort of a collection of ailments.
Right.
That are generally associated with like the over 65 crowd.
I saw a billboard. I don't know if you guys have seen this billboard in your neighborhoods, but there's one that's like, it just says got wounds. And it's just like, it's like an older person. And it's just like, if you have like ongoing wounds. And I was like
an open weeping
your
sore.
Skin just yeah. opens up of its own accord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of like, I do have wounds. I tend to get a lot of like, you know, I'll nick myself with a blade in the kitchen and that'll just stay open for a while. It's not specifically targeted at me, but it kind of applies.
Now, when you say nick yourself open with a blade in the kitchen, what exactly are we talking about here, Wags?
What do you mean? Like not like on purpose, not like self-harm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is happening in this scenario?
Get in there with
I just
big
like I'm very clumsy.
Blade and just nick myself.
This is, I mean, you're going to have to change the wording too, because of you, nicking yourself has a new connotation now. It's something people do. It's something different.
I'd love to pick on you about this, Nick. I do. I am going to show you guys now. See this like cut that's right on my knuckle? Looks like maybe it's like from being tough. Wow. Like, oh, maybe this guy like kicked someone's ass. In fact, I was scooping a litter box and just reached in too fast. It sort of scraped against the side of the opening because it had a little, you know, it's got a like little walls to it, and just immediately like I think because my hands are dry from all the washing and antibacterialing, it just ripped the skin off my hands.
Oh man.
It's just a week ago. So I was like, oh, that's good. The basically bathroom, the toilet for my cats has now gotten into my bloodstream very directly. And here I am thinking, oh, it's odd that Nick nicked himself with a blade. At least he's cutting himself with a knife, which is traditional, and not the wall of a cat toilet.
Sean, you know, I cleaned out my cat litter box today myself. I have the Omega Paw Rock and Roller, which is a contraption where you roll the litter to the side, and it sifts out all the clumps waste,
the poop, the clumps, right? Hercules.
I would never want to get rid of those clumps, but it catches the and then it rolls over and it puts it in a nice tray, but you should check it out. The Megapaw Rock and Roller. You'll never have that issue that you had again.
It starts with as the clumps, and by the time the Rock and Roller's done with it, it's Buddy Love, right?
That's exactly right. Version. Basically, Buddy Love was funny.
I don't want to just like talk about like
what?
I just feel like the plan is Buddy for Love the two funny. Of them is like we talk about all this like stupid shit on our show, and then we're doing their show right after this, and then we'll do like the really good stuff. And I want to sort of like get into some of the stuff that we really want to talk about. Like, you know, I don't want this, the fact that we're now in like a theoretically competitive situation, right? Where like who is going to subscribe to both of our shows? It would cost them like $1,000 a year. It makes no sense. But I don't want this to be like we are competing. I think we can actually help each other.
Sure.
In a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And so one thing I think like one partnership that we could sort of form is you all probably have like 500, 700 subscribers that like you don't want that are like a huge problem for you.
Yeah.
Right. Not the, and you're thinking of like certain like a huge groups of people. They're just like flooding into your head. You're like, oh yeah, like the way they communicate with us is horrible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's some addition by subtraction to be done. I think, you know, it's like a farming technique, right? Don't they burn off mm-hmm. some of the bad stuff?
So calling the herd, I think it's called.
Sure. Yes. Perfect.
But you can use the pieces. They don't just like call the herd and just like roll it down the hill. They send it to another business. Mm-hmm. They can use the pieces.
They could use defective stuff.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so Patreon has a thing where you can do this, where you can just do like a select all thing. You can split up your patrons by like tier, and like they're basically doing it for you. You can take anyone who's ever sent you like a Patreon message, right? And
right.
basically just like mm-hmm. check them and be like, okay, see, like, good luck to you. Overhead.
I hope you're very happy, you know, yes. in your new home.
Because I like these guys. I actually like the way they think a lot of the time. And I think they might not be understood by more like mainstream elements of society, but I think they actually have a lot to offer and are really smart.
I've got our messages up here. I'll keep this name anonymous, but here's one we got. Merry Christmas, Weiger. This has been a huge outlet for me this year. I really don't know if I could have gotten through 2020 without it. Thanks so much for it. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And this guy's fucking getting
yeah,
out of
so
here.
Awesome. Get Thank you so much out. For writing. Yeah. And I hope you have a wonderful experience.
And it's just framing. It's just congratulations on, you know, sort of graduating to this next adventure. And best of luck on your way. And please, you know, let someone know if there's anything ever that someone else can do for you. Don't contact me.
Speaking of an outlet, you can say, get into this shoot that will send you over to the Hollywood Handbook, Flagrant Ones Patreon. Come on.
I would like, can we get back to Buddy Love for a minute?
Sure.
You were right, Hayes.
Can you just, like, I want to see your face. You're so, does he do this on your show too, Weiger?
100%.
He's so far away.
This is like his normal posture.
I believe he is sitting in Cherry the chair from Pee-wee's Playhouse and actually being devoured by this monster chair that has begun eating Mitch from the butt up. And his lower half has completely disappeared. His head is sinking down further and further in the frame. And I'm scared for my friend. I don't know what happens when Cherry eats you. I know what happens
Here's
when
the
you
deal.
Eat a beef jerky furniture, you feel great and you actually are funding a business that does a lot for a lot of people. We're looking to give some of the profits to charity. But
you
I
know, that really hit it close to home with me. The cats with leather is hard to handle the two. Wally and Irma are back with me in Quincy here. They travel with me to Quincy. I'm in the basement of my mom's house in Quincy right now.
That's why did you bring up Buddy Love?
Oh, because Buddy Love is interesting because he's a bad guy, but then he really hands it to Dave Chappelle in that scene and kind of stands up for Sherman.
I mean, that entire scene is really a commercial for having high tea. Like what the movie is about is about going from low tea to high tea, and how it's a tightrope act because. Yeah. Obviously, if you have too much tea, you wind up in a situation like Buddy Love did, where he's like overly aggressive and he's kind of alienating himself from the people he cares about. But if you're Sherman Klump and your tea is so low and you're sort of like a Weiger Mitch scenario where you just can't get jack shit going for yourself.
Right.
It's like we all need a little Buddy Love sometimes in us. We need a little Eric Weiger in us.
Wags, would you drink the Buddy Love formula? Would you drink the formula?
I mean, knowing its effects, or am I just being handed a vial and like, hey, drink this potion?
You're being handed a vial saying, here, drink this potion.
I don't think I would. I think you would.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone sent us a bottle that was wrapped in paper with a question mark on it, and you were like, we should drink this on the show. And I said no.
That's true. Unwrap it at all? Did you smell it?
We didn't even, okay, well, because it was sealed off. I didn't open it until, and then Weiger just said we shouldn't drink it. And so I decided to pour it down the drain. But I was upset. I thought we could have drank. I didn't think anyone was sending us anything bad.
This is the kind of thing, honestly. When your fans send you poison or just like a year's accumulation of nut, which is probably what that was. Just be like, send a letter, like return address to just be like, hey, what's up? Thank you so much for the gift. From now on, you will be a Patreon of Sean Hayes, Hollywood Handbook Podcast. We signed you up for the highest tier, and we'll get into these with these guys. We'll drink whatever.
I'll put that shit in a syringe and I'll inject it straight into my butt live on the show. because I need this, you know. That's the issue, is you guys, I love what you do, but it's gotten a little stale because you don't have that fire anymore.
Yeah. These guys, so I mean, let me tell you a little, just like a parable. The two guys, there's these two guys who are like going to sleep every night and they're praying to God and saying like, God, please do something about my low T. And meanwhile, they're getting sent all these bottles with question marks in the mail. And it happens three times. And then they die from their tea being so low. And then they meet God. And they're like, God, why didn't you help me? I prayed to you. And he's like, oh, I sent you all this extra
stuff. I sent you a bottle with a question mark on it. I sent you a loose pill. I sent you somebody who wanted you to come and meet them in St. Louis to send you a message.
I was going to bring up the fact that Buddy
Love... You are
Love
bringing it up. Whatever it is, you are doing it.
And Nutty Professor's in the clumps in Nutty Professor 2, if you guys remember at the end, he drinks a fountain of youth formula, turns to a little baby, and then he turns into basically a nut. He turns into a nut, and then he goes into a water fountain.
Into
and then,
baby nut?
He turns into like a baby nut, and then he goes into a water fountain, and then Sherman drinks it. Do you remember this?
Is this true?
Yes, this is what
Sherman
happens at the end
that?
Of Sherman. Buddy Love turns
my
into,
Sherman. It certainly doesn't sound like something he would do.
Buddy Love turns into a baby, and then he turns into a nut. He turns into a little pile of liquid. This is true. And he falls into a fountain, and then Sherman drinks from the fountain, and he gets smart again. Because like one of the backstories is that Sherman has lost his smarts from Buddy Love. He's like losing his smarts. So I guess that would show you to not drink the question mark bottle. You could lose your smarts, or the things that people love about you. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Mitch. I know what you want me to say.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to address whether or not you're in danger of losing any significant amount of smarts from drinking a question mark bottle. That's not an area I'm even going to wade into. What I'm going to do is get us back on track and talk about the fact that if you listen to either of our shows on their own, you can kind of talk yourself into this is okay to do. This is a good investment. But if you do listen to both of them, you realize how stupid and pointless existence itself is.
Right.
And you're forced to unsubscribe from everything. And I don't just mean Patreons. I mean like you fully unsubscribe.
Did you guys just...
From society.
Did your Patreon just start recently?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
We actually poured some gas on the fire. I mean, obviously, yes, the Patreon was there.
It was
running, but we did put it into NOS mode and we hit the turbo boosters and we found it to be very effective.
This is very Gift of the Magi, but I just have subscribed to Stitcher Plus just recently.
Wow, you subscribed to Stitcher Plus.
Interesting decision.
What shows are on there?
Yeah, how is it different from Stitcher Premium?
How many times have you listened to Wolverine the Long Night? I find something else every time I go through it.
I'm happy giving our undesirables, sending them your way.
Can you read another message, Weiger? And we'll just take them. We'll just like bring them in one by one.
Okay, hold on.
Was that
close the window?
That last message. Okay.
What?
It just seems suspect.
Something about Buddy Love.
It's a little sus.
It's somewhat sus.
It's a little sus to tell this person you admire that
they helped you get through a really hard year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's one. Hey, this is just an earnest, heartfelt thanks to both you and Mitch. It's really, really meaningful that you guys bring us so much in such a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been so hard to get through my divorce without you guys.
Yeah. And so you just write back, thank you so much. This is just an earnest, heartfelt deuces.
Right. Okay.
And
go ahead and kick some earnest, heartfelt rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I invite you to tell your story walking over to.
And should I just should I just link your Patreon? Is that the best way to do that?
It's like a two-click process. Like, we can call
you them. Have their
Kevin,
card
you have
information
like a Patreon
usually
contact now. That
oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because they have subscribed, you have their card information because they have to use it to sign up. So what you just do is actually go in and enter that information into our site so that they don't have to go through the whole like finding it and sending it, doing the thing.
Got it. Cool. We can do that off the air because that might be just a little. It's probably like you guys walk me through it once, and then I could just kind of do it in a batch for all these.
And Patreon also does maybe just do it on their own. They do this thing where like once they have your credit card information, they'll just sign you up for like a lot of stuff and just hope that you don't notice.
Yeah, I've noticed that actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Like I've gotten on because
that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, no, I've noticed that for my own, like, because I subscribe to some Patreons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are we getting into? What are we let's do get up on this. Let's go.
Okay.
Get me up on something.
Well, speaking of which, I am on the CARP Patreon, so that's one of them. And then after I got on the CARP's Red Robin Yum tier, which is their higher tier, then I noticed I started getting on a bunch of other Patreons.
Yeah.
And let's just kind of go through what I got here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It looks like I'm on some fan art Patreon. Like this is a yaoi fan art, which is like specifically guy on guy, like hentai, but kind of tender.
Yeah, fan art. Okay.
I'm on a bunch of those actually. You know what? I'm realizing this. I might be reverse
just
engineering.
Art
I think
that
I,
you're a
I,
fan
I,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I started with those. I think that was first.
Art that makes you have to kind of fan yourself.
Yeah.
Did you subscribe through the Doughboys Patreon to these?
Yeah, I mean, I use the Doughboys card.
Okay.
That's where...
Wow, Mitch, you took that really well. It's all research for the show.
Yes, that's fair.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Sean, I want to say something, and I don't know if I can.
Dude.
I can't.
I hope you don't, then.
Is it popcorn?
Yeah. I just wanted to say the phrase popcorn.
You think about that, Mitch. You think about the thing that you want to say. I want to know, and this is probably Weiger. People just know when they write in that Mitch will never see it, and that it's and that they're writing specifically to you, Weiger. Is that right?
Yeah.
They don't even bother including Mitch as if he's in the conversation at all.
Yeah. Sometimes even if they're emailing Mitch directly, they will will just assume he's not reading it.
Mm-hmm. Who was the person who recently went through it? Was the person who's going through the divorce? Was it someone? I was just wondering if it was like a.
Oh no!
Yeah, who famous, is that? Can we get a full name? It's just weird to just say that and not give their full name.
I was wondering if it was some sort of celebrity or something that.
Okay, I'm guessing. This.
The username is H Baldwin.
Oh wow!
So I don't know who that could be.
Sean, I wrote my thought on a phone.
Okay,
Mitch, you could bring up that I'm in Quincy. I don't know if that will give us anything for the show.
What was the move?
So I was going to say, Sean's in Quincy. I could drive to him right now, Nick.
Wow. Say hi from outside.
I could if we actually haven't seen each other
since you've been in Quincy. Yeah, it's COVID. It's crazy.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed the city of Quincy?
Should I save this
for Doughboys?
It definitely isn't good. Like, it's not it's not something I would normally want on the show. You could put it on Doughboys. I also would not want it to be a part of that. Like, I know that's your show, but it will be my episode of your show. And
right.
I'd like to have some standard of what we're discussing there. It should be about the snacks.
You're just in my old stomping grounds. I was excited by that. Not old.
Just permanent. Always.
Yeah, you're there now.
Yeah, you'll always be there.
There for
you
months.
Always have been. You always will be.
I'm gonna come back at some point. At some point, but
in a box.
It's true what they say. You can't stay home again. Ackerman would have handled this like nobody's business.
This is my question. So you all have been at this subscriber thing for like a little longer than we have. You guys got to like episode 3 and then you were like, guess what? We're doing the freaking bonus show. Mm-hmm. But for us, since we just started doing this, it has been just like NOS mode, rocket boost, like the entire time. I want to know what to expect in terms of like what you've done that has hurt your numbers that you do not disclose. So, but if you could just like allude to like what has helped and hurt in terms of, so
now Hayes is sounding like Ackerman. Talk about the numbers we don't disclose.
If I sound like him, it's because he stole that bit from me. I invented it. I am the original Doughboys show numbers guy.
Hey, Netflix doesn't do it. You know what I mean?
It's true.
And people love that.
And hey, who better to model yourself after than Netflix?
People love that about Netflix.
I will answer your question, which is that answering it earnestly, it does not seem like what we do makes any sort
doesn't
of difference.
Matter.
Yeah, it is steady growth as long as we have an episode out each week.
People are going to do what they're going to do, you know? Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? Was there ever thoughts of ending the show after when you were coming out of Earwolf?
Ending your show? We've thought about it. we've gone through a couple different blueprints of how
we've thrown that idea around. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. No, it's a fair question. And
you think about a lot of different like paths you could take, but yeah.
Nick and I have said this is the last 2 years of our show.
Yeah, we haven't committed to that. That would we talked about this privately, mm-hmm. and then you took it public, so it seems like we're semi-committed now. But
can't you sort mm-hmm. of feel like your listeners when you announce that? Being kind of like, well, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Right, it's a really long time.
Yeah.
We've pretended to end the show a couple times and faked it, and the degree to which people were able to move on was really impressive, even with it being fake, where before it even had, they said, well, you know, sad to see it go, but they had a good run. Yeah. Obviously, creatively, they were completely tapped out for the last year and a half. So
this was obviously coming for a long time. Unfortunate,
excited to,
but
you know,
I really
perhaps
they'll
do
surprised.
Something next. Not going to say I'm excited to see what they do next, but I'm excited to see if they do something next.
And then, like years later, we see people talking about it, just like it coming up. On social media or something, and people being like, oh, I thought that show ended, but clearly in a way that like they're not gonna like pick it back up.
Yeah,
like just somehow very obvious that they thought the show ended, but this news will not change their behavior at all.
Now I look at the Earwolf Reddit and I just know that you guys got a strong army of supporters out there that are they're commenting on, yeah, your shows.
Army, all right, it's like freaking World War Z.
they're commenting on your shows. They're showing you support.
Do you guys look at the Earwolf sub? Because I don't do it. Mitch looks at it, and to me, it feels like self-flagellation because he zeroes in on every negative comment, mm-hmm. and he just obsesses over that.
Let's get into it, Mitch. Do you want to read one?
Yeah, you want to say, is there a comment that's been sticking with you that we can sort of, I mean, you know, we did an episode, very famous episode called The Comment Hunter, where Hayes went out and confronted some of these commenters
mm-hmm.
and destroyed their asses.
Yeah.
So if you want us to do that for you,
the bomber jets,
you know, you're giving us all these subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. There's not one off the top of my head. I can remember one specifically. May I search for it?
Yes, Mitch, you may search.
All right, I'll get back to you. Wags, you can take over for discussion.
Doesn't matter what they do. Whoa.
We're going to have to talk to just Weiger. Mitch is going to stop. Mitch is going to stop bearing the burden of keeping the conversation going during this show. Hang on. Oh, he gave you permission to search. I assumed you'd be able to do both. You're telling me you don't have the bandwidth to bring all of the amazing observations that you've been bringing to the show and search for the comment? I don't know. This is a bad deal, Hayes. You might have jumped the gun on this.
Can we go back to Buddy Love?
He won't be able to stay away.
Never mind, Mitch. We don't need you. What is it, Wags?
It's, you know, so he kind of represents the id, I would say, mm-hmm. to your low, yes, to your T, yes, point. He's kind of, yeah, the id, and Sherman is kind of, yeah, the superego.
Yes.
And I guess the movie is kind of like, you know, its thesis is we're trying to say that you need to find that balance, that ego, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like when you're going to be your best self.
That your ego is your amigo, mm-hmm. according to the premise of the film.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it is kind of cool to see a theme like that in a mainstream comedy.
Yeah.
It's a little highbrow.
No, that's actually, that's kind of fucking me up, actually. Yeah. Damn. Wags, you just fucked me up with that shit. Doggy, yes. Like, in a mainstream comedy to be like dropping like Freud shit on my ass, like, doggy, yes, that's fucking me up, but like in a good way. Holy shit, right. That's smart shit, man. Dude, have you seen Tenet?
Not yet.
Anyone for Tenet?
Okay, I'm back. Right. I couldn't find the comment. Do I am I not a good conversationalist? Is that
you're
an
great
issue?
You're great at it.
Thanks, Nick.
You're rich again over it.
You've got your own unique style.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Sean.
And I think that's really cool. Doggy?
Sean, you,
yes,
and I.
Yes. You and I what? I'm sorry, I interrupted you. That's my unique style. I never shut
you
up.
And I have we've rapped, we've talked, and I've hung out at your house with your cats, and we've watched a Celtics game before.
We've gotten deep as hell, man. Yeah.
Think of how different that team is than I know this isn't the other pod, but that was quite a different team back then when we watched the game together.
How about that Peyton Pritchard?
We love him.
Fast Pee-Pee.
Love Fast Pee-Pee.
Is it Rabbit? Wasn't Kendra Perkins trying to push Rabbit?
Be Rabbit?
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's quite as good as Fast Pee-Pee.
I mean, he chose the Twitter handle Fast Pee-Pee, so like, obviously that's the name he prefers. I'm choosing to honor that and only refer to this man as Fast Pee-Pee for the rest of his life.
Nick and Mitch, did you guys watch the Led Zeppelin DVDs I gave you last year?
They're still in my apartment, Chef Kevin.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Okay, Kevin. All right.
And I'm vibing to this.
So you were worried about this. Say,
yeah.
That's really nice, Kevin.
Chef Kevin, can I bring up something potentially awkward?
Oh, yeah. I live for this.
Everything good? Everything cool with you and you song?
Absolutely. Yeah. We talked today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Everything's great.
Yeah. We're fine.
We had a perfectly normal conversation today.
I just want to make sure. I just was checking. That's all.
No, we care about. We talk.
What have you been hearing, Mitch?
I've been hearing a lot different.
Yeah.
Like what?
Just a lot of anger. I shouldn't bring it up. It's probably just you song-sided. No, I was worried. We talked with Yusong.
That's right.
He was
kind of doing his own thing now.
Yes, he's doing his own thing now.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, people move on. That's life.
Okay.
And what's crazy is you guys are both
ice cold. This is gonna be me.
I like you guys.
I'm looking into my future.
You're both nice, like quiet guys. What I know from this reaction is that underneath the split is one of the darkest, most fucked up stories that I would never hear. Like, what happened? What went into that falling out? Like, I don't even want to peer at that side of humanity. I'd rather just, you seem cool. I'm cool with that. Yuzong's doing his own thing. People move on. But Jesus Christ, the stuff I'm imagining is very bad.
It'd be like 8mm. Just wandering
Where you're
into
like,
a
glad
world.
I saw it, but don't want to watch it again.
Well, I love the both of you. I think you're both great.
You got to go?
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys make their own Robin Hood app. Carl and Hassan discuss Arby's and Carl's new friend. And the Flagrant Ones are talking all things basketball. Listen to the episodes 5 days a week and check out the videos at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.